You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Tesla, GM, Ford and Kia all reporting increased EV sales. Hyundai's IONIQ 9 is seen with little camo and a budget ID. Buzz, the Freestyle Edition. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you why we should all be watching Tesla's energy and battery storage business. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Thursday, 3rd of October. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. And welcome to a new podcast producer, Stacey O'Connor. Thank you, Stacey, for joining up about a week ago. Thank you for dropping by Patreon, patreon.com/EVNewsDaily, and signing up as a paid member. Patreon paid members get the episodes ad-free. Be more like Stacey by clicking on a link in the show notes. Well, Tesla just reported an increase in their third quarter deliveries. Tesla announced a rise in global electric vehicle deliveries for their third quarter of 2024. The company delivered 462,890 vehicles, and that was a significant increase on the same period last year, which was just over 435,000, goes 435 to almost 463,000. Well, this is the first quarterly increase in deliveries for Tesla this year, and it slightly exceeds the general FactSet analyst expectations. Most of the deliveries were made up of Model 3, Model Y, which won't come as any surprise. They were about 440,000 of the 463,000 deliveries. So there you go. The difference is about 23,000 vehicles. And they lump those 23,000 as S, X, and Cybertruck. So we don't know the split, but we do know not many people buy S's and X's anymore, and that the bulk of those bound to be Cybertrucks. In terms of production, because they announced both their production and delivery numbers, and there's always an offset between. They're either adding to their inventory around the world. Sometimes they've just got a car carrier in the wrong place at the wrong time. This is slightly more. They made more than they sold, rather. Trying to simplify and explain it to you. I've done a really bad job. They delivered fewer vehicles than they produced. So a bit more inventory. 469,796 produced, and about 26,000 for the other models as well. Now, the rise in deliveries is due to various incentives and discounts offered by Tesla around the world, especially in China, though. And these included zero interest loans and discounts on certain paint options, as well as subsidies for electric vehicles from the Beijing government. The Model Y was also approved for government purchases this quarter. Well, Tesla's growth is also due to attractive financing outside of China. Seen that a lot here in Europe. Also, loans starting at 1.99%. And $299 monthly lease for the Model 3 in the United States. Over here, we've seen 2.99%. At least that's in the UK, I was having a look at, on the Model Y. And again, interest rates are so much higher, that is a cost to their business. Although this is their best performance of the year, somehow it didn't meet Wall Street expectations, which is why this podcast is happily never trying to be a Wall Street podcast and give you the deep financial news. Because it was a great result for Tesla all round. It did stop the tide of decreasing results and the negative publicity around Tesla, which is a bellwether of the EV industry, and therefore it stopped the negative headlines around the industry. But of course, analysts, either because they'd been guided by the company possibly, or they had their own calculations, were expecting a little bit more. And so Tesla stock dropped by 5% because the analysts were like, well, it's 3,000 off what we thought. Okay, well, what you thought was wrong. So that's not Tesla's fault. And maybe if they were guided, but either way. Some investors hoping for higher delivery numbers. Now, to match last year's total is 1.81 million of deliveries, this is, then Tesla has to go some in the quarter that we're now in. They need to deliver 516,000 and change vehicles in the fourth quarter, which they might not do. In fact, they're likely they won't do unless they have a complete stellar quarter. It might not reach the target. And if it doesn't, this year is on target to be Tesla's first ever annual decline in deliveries. Earlier this year, Tesla saw two consecutive quarters of declining deliveries, marking a break from years and years of growth. Tesla will release their financial results for the quarter and the earnings call after the market closes on October 23rd. The company is planning to launch their robo-taxi event on October 10th in Los Angeles as it shifts its strategy away from talking about cars towards AI-driven autonomous robo-taxi robot things. I don't know. I'll cover it on the podcast, maybe further down the running order. I don't have a huge amount of interest in things like humanoid robots and cars that drive themselves. I like driving cars. So we talk about that on this podcast and the cool cars that we can go buy, not something that's going to just be some in 5 years' time beat up old taxi that gives you an Uber ride. I've no interest in those vehicles. No driver, all very clever, but not really what we do here on EV News Daily. So I'll watch that, but it might not be a headline of the day. Now, I did mention at the start that we should be watching Tesla Energy. Two really good stories over the last 48 hours or so that came out. The first one was that Tesla Energy has deployed 6.9 gigawatt hours of energy storage in the third quarter of the year. This amount surpasses the total of 2023, and there's still 3 months of the year to go. It's the highest third quarter deployment in Tesla Energy's history, even though it's a bit down on the 9.4 gigawatt hours deployed in the second quarter of this year. Well, so far in 2024, the company has deployed over 20 gigawatt hours of battery storage products. That's an increase on 14 gigawatt hours in 2023, 6 gigawatt hours in 2022, and 4 gigawatt hours in 2021. So that bit of the business is really on a rip right now. And I'm really fascinated with energy storage, grid storage, how we store energy ourselves, both in our cars, but also in home battery storage as well. And you haven't got to disconnect from the grid, but you can certainly smooth out all those peaks and troughs. And since we did it a couple of years ago with our SolarEdge battery, it really changes how you operate your house, operate your EV charging, when you charge the battery up, when you discharge the battery. Well, the increase at Tesla is due to the ramp up of the Lathrop Mega Factory, which makes their main energy product the Mega Pack. Each Mega Pack has 3.9 megawatt hours of energy, and the facility there can make 40 gigawatt hours annually. About 10,000 of them every year if they want to sell them. Tesla Energy is set to boost its Megapack production by doubling their production capability. The Shanghai mega factory, which hasn't really been talked about very much, but I've been watching it go up, and I've been watching the stories come in as it's growing. Nothing to report at the moment. It'll be ready soon, and it'll have 40 gigawatt hours of annual capacity as well for Tesla to make their own cells in Shanghai at the, if not the cells, I'm sorry, my eye was scanning down to the next good story, for them to make their own energy products. I'm not saying they're making 4680s there entirely for home energy. Construction of the Shanghai mega factory should be complete soon. Right, yeah, this is the story I was looking down to next on my notes and thinking, I'm going to bring this one in now because this is an interesting story to add to the running order. Tesla just installed 750,000 power walls, or rather that's their cumulative number around the world, shared on the Tesla's official X Twitter account, showcasing their fast growth in home energy. The Powerwall, of course, these days Powerwall 3 is a home energy battery storage system that can charge from the grid or use solar energy and even keep you going during a power outage, made at the Tesla Gigafactory in Nevada as well. The newest version, Powerwall 3, launched earlier this year. Tesla claims it can produce a new Powerwall 3 every 25 seconds. So that's, you know, if they did that nonstop with no breaks in production, with no, you know, retooling or maintenance, would be 700,000 units a year. But that's an insight into their production capacity of power walls. And I'm really happy with my SolarEdge battery, but if I had my time again, and because I've got SolarEdge solar panels and an inverter, so it all works nicely. And one day, maybe I'll replace the Zappy charger with a SolarEdge charger, so I can go sort of DC from the panels, hopefully straight into, you know, the DC battery and maybe even the car as well. But either way, if I had my time again, Powerwall 3 is, I just think, an incredible product. And, you know, anybody that would like to add some storage at home should at least run their eyes across the spec sheet because it's really good. And for what you pay and what you get. Now, for this year, Tesla expects their energy business to grow faster than their automotive business in terms of revenue growth. At the annual shareholder meeting in June, the CEO, Elon Musk, said the company is on track for a 200 to 300% year-over-year growth in energy. The main challenge is the production capacity of megapacks and power walls, but like I say, that's being worked on with the new China facility. Tesla, not the only ones having a good 3 months. Sorry, obviously, I haven't read the memo about there being a crisis in the EV industry and no one's buying them and all the car makers want to sell you hybrids because, yeah, I didn't get the memo on that. Ford reported a little teeny-weeny increase in their overall business, 0.7% in the third quarter, year over year. But Ford had great news from their Model E division, a 12% increase in EV sales for the third quarter of this year, year over year, same time last year. They sold 23,509 EVs during the time. I know the numbers here. All the rest of the car makers are going to be different to Tesla's numbers. Like I know that. I don't, but still, they're still good, right? 23,509 EVs for Ford. However, General Motors outperformed Ford with a 60% increase in EV sales, and theirs went to 32,195, so significantly more than Ford. Now, quick plug for last night's podcast. I put a podcast out. Oh, it's midnight UK time, but that's like, you know, early afternoon, you know, out of California time, which was all about how GM did it, really, because GM had, if not a stunning stellar quarter, certainly a very good one by their standards, obviously with the Bolts no longer around. They still sell loads of Bolts, by the way. There's just Bolts in stock by the look of it. They really are ramping up the Ultium cars. And so that's what did it for them. A huge choice, a huge amount. You know, with Ford, we talk about the F-150 Lightning, the Mustang Mach-E, and a little dribble coming in from the E-Transit. And then with GM, we say, well, the Equinox is selling in really good numbers, and the Lyric is in good numbers, and the Blazer is in good numbers, and the Hummer. What? Who's got Hummer money? But plenty of people have got Hummer money because they're selling in the thousands and thousands every quarter. And so GM have now leapt above Ford as the best of the rest, if you like, behind Tesla in the US market. Ford sales were boosted by the F-150 Lightning at 7,162 units, and the Ford E-Transit is the top-selling electric van in the US, with 3,000 units sold in the quarter. To boost EV sales, I told you recently about the new Power Promise campaign. Ford will pay for a home charger, not just any old thing to stick on your wall, their bi-directional 80-amp home charger, which is just a brilliant piece of kit. It's worth $1,300 MSRP for a home charger and installation for buyers of their new EVs until the end of the year. So if you have been thinking about changing to a Ford, you've been thinking about adding a second car or changing a car or just going for the first time, then really look at the Ford offers, because if you haven't got a home charger or yours is due for an upgrade, that is an amazing deal. Right, we've got more great sales news to talk about, but I'll do that after the break. And we'll talk about the new Hyundai Ioniq 9, formerly 7, and the Chinese numbers come in for September and Q3. And they're all really good. What's this about no one buying EVs anymore? I didn't get the memo. Back in a mo.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future. Because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts. So I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Rightio, welcome back to the podcast. Patreon supporters on the ad-free feed, heard no gap. If you did hear the odd ad or two, I don't know what you hear. It's based on where you are in the world. My podcast host sort of squirts them in at the time of you listening, for want of a better phrase. I couldn't think of any other. They inject the audio into the stream, I should say, rather than squirting it in. And so it's just based on your IP address. I don't know what advert you heard, but I hope it was a good one. Hopefully not for self-charging hybrids. There's no such thing. Let's talk a little bit about Kia having a record September EV sales in the US with new discounts to keep the momentum going. Kia is increasing their footprint in the United States, with EV market share increasing through a new Tesla competitive bonus cash program. Catchy, the TCBCP. It's a conquest scheme. So $1,500 extra off an EV9, $1,000 off an EV6 if you come from a Tesla. In September, Kia reported a record plug-in hybrid sales, 11% up, and all-electric Kia sales climbing 43% in September. That's year-on-year compared to the same month last year. The new three-row electric SUV, the EV9, has really contributed to the growth. 2,096 of them sold last month in September in the US alone. EV6 was 1,600. And in the first 9 months of the year, Kia has sold 16,000 EV9s, about 16,000 EV6s. They are pretty much neck and neck. And over at the sister company, Hyundai, the Ioniq 9 has been seen with very little camouflage. Now, this vehicle, the Ioniq 9, is formerly the Ioniq 7, S-E-V-E-N, when we saw it in concept form. And as we thought, because it's the big three-row SUV, same as the Kia EV9, if you will, then we knew it was going to be top of the range, and that would probably get the 9 number, and it certainly has. And so the numerical 9, Ioniq 9, has been seen on the roads, testing on US streets. There's a video of it as well. I'll pop a link through to that. I think it's the Car Scoop's website, of the vehicle with very little camouflage. Now, because it's so stunning, now the concept vehicle had a very, very high roofline all the way to the back of the, well, the top of the
the boot lid, the trunk lid, and then pretty much a vertical sort of chopped off rear end. No slopey, swoopy rear end. It was pretty much a high reef line and then straight down. It's like the back end of a bus. But it was, yeah, very stylish. And the concept car, you know, how much of that's going to come through to the actual production version? Now the camo has gone from the Arctic 9. It's got the, you know, the black and white patterns, but all the big foam stuff that they've been driving around with it on is all gone. It looks like the same as the concept. They're going to bring that shape. It looks brilliant. And it's really, I think, visually appealing. Quite high brake lights as well, running down the both sides of the vehicle. Probably an entire light bar, because all EVs have light bars these days across the back. And as production gets nearer, it'll be made in the US, on US soil, you know, because they want to get some of that federal tax credit money, alongside the refreshed Arctic 5. Arctic 5 is going to be the first one to come with native NACS. Although, again, not initially. When that starts being made this year, it'll come with CCS1. Then it'll get native NACS or J3400. The the Arctic 9, we think, will come with native NACS when that is also made at their new Georgia plant. They've been investing like $7.6 billion in their new EV manufacturing facility in Georgia. As production gets nearer, the Arctic 9 looks so much like the concept design, built on the EGMP architecture, like the Kia EV9. So EPA range, probably 300 plus miles. That's almost 500 kilometers. And once again, the South Koreans are true to form in bringing EVs to market, to series production, which really closely resemble the concept car, a path not taken by much of the industry, whose cars can often be toned down for production or compliance or regulatory reasons, or because it's cheaper to make. But once again, very striking design, and looks like it's going to come like that. Now, let's go to China in September. So these aren't all, I've got a bit of quarterly stuff from BYD at the end, but let's go monthly. September, China, EV sales, records breaking everywhere. BYD, Leap Motor, Li Auto, XPeng, Zeekr, all reaching record monthly EV deliveries. I mean, it's always a strong month in September for automotive in China. And they, all of these companies took the advantage of that and launched new models and further price cuts to attract buyers. During the third quarter, though, if you look back at the 3 months, I think all the major Chinese EV makers launched new models with high-performance batteries, advanced semi-autonomous driving, increased competition against Tesla's Model 3 and Model Y in China. Now, BYD is the world's largest electric vehicle maker in terms of plug sockets on the side. Delivered 420,000 EVs in September. That's a 12% increase from the month before in August, and a 45% increase on the same month, September last year. A fourth consecutive month of record sales for BYD. Li Auto also up. This reflects a 12% rise from August and a 50% rise year on year. XPeng delivered 21,000 vehicles. XPeng selling 10,000 of the new M03, their Mona brand, which is the more budget model. So let's look at the quarter then, and that big battle that happens between Tesla and BYD. Who's the world's biggest EV maker? Well, Tesla, for the third quarter running, in terms of pure EVs. In total, BYD set a new record for themselves, 1.134 million EVs sold in the third quarter. Well, vehicles with plug sockets on. First time the company sold over a million EVs in a quarter. Well done, BYD. Stunning success. BYD's BEV sales increased, and also their plug-in hybrid sales grew, but the plug-in hybrid sales were the little star performer, 75% up year-on-year, 23% up quarter-on-quarter, and therefore their pure BEV sales a smidge still behind Tesla, which of course only does pure BEV. So Tesla still winning that battle, but it's really close. Let's go to Germany now, where Volkswagen would love more people to buy the ID. Buzz. I think Volkswagen would like more people to buy any of their cars at the moment in Germany. And the ID. Buzz Freestyle is launching with reduced specs and, of course, a reduced price. The Volkswagen ID. Buzz has a new entry-level version called the Freestyle. The model is stripped out and so-called decontented, as they say in the car industry, to reduce costs. And it's only available in Germany for now, but I think it'll be made available in other left-hand drive markets. The ID. Buzz comes with 18-inch steelies. No alloy wheels for you, my friend. 18-inch steel. So get those hubcaps off. Get those plastic covers off. You're going to run steel wheels? Run them with pride, my friend. There's an option to two spec 19-inch alloys at extra cost of €2,500. Also on the options list is a fold-away tow bar for just under €1,000. The max braked towing, I think I saw on the spec sheet, was 1,000 kilograms on that. You also pay extra for non-standard items like a heat pump. Don't get that. Multi-zone aircon. Don't get that. The infotainment pack if you want remote app access, or the assistance pack if you want adaptive cruise and keyless entry and rear cameras and rear sensors. Yeah, nothing's on the options list. Everything's on the options list, rather. Nothing's included. In terms of colour, it's white. It's free. But you can also spec a different colour. The vehicle gains a retro look with unpainted black bumpers. I think the last car I had with unpainted black kind of vinyl bumpers was a 2002 Golf, I think. Love that car. And so the new ID. Buzz comes with black bumpers, looking very commercial vehicle, actually, I must admit. And also some side decals, some stickers that run down the side of it, which... I know beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I think is less retro cool and more 80s go faster stripe. I would whip those things straight off, or I'd have somebody who can go get a heat gun on it and take it straight off. They look terrible. It looks pretty bad. The interior has a basic cloth seat, but keeps, you know, the hardware like the 12.9-inch touchscreen, Android Auto, CarPlay, height adjustable front seats. Yeah, you know, the kind of the hardware of the vehicle is still there. In the US, only the long wheelbase version of the ID. Buzz is coming. European customers get the long wheelbase and the short wheelbase. This new budget version only short wheelbase. The European freestyle entry-level model has the 63 kilowatt-hour battery usable. That's 59 kilowatt-hours net. Single motor, rear axle, 170 horsepower, 0 to 62 miles an hour. It's 100 kph in 10.7 seconds. I think we'll call it leisurely. Maximum speed of 90 miles an hour or 145 kph. Fast charging to 80%, that's 10 to 80, is 24 minutes because it still peaks at 165 kilowatts. So the structure of the vehicle is still really good. Range over 200 miles or 330 kilometers, but it starts €3 under 50K. Is that because there's a $50,000 limit for some sort of incentive in Germany? Anyway, it's weird. They've priced it at €3 under 50K. That's about €4,000 less than the ID. Buzz Pure model. The introduction of a sub 50k ID. Buzz coincides with VW strategy to offer more affordable vehicles like they've done with the ID.3 as well. But you know, you get to the end of that story and then you give you the price and it's 50 grand for an ID. Buzz that is looking a little bit like a commercial vehicle. I mean, almost go get a Transporter. Look, the new VW Transporter. Hey, the new Multivan. Oh, wow. I go get the plug-in hybrid Multivan. I think that looks great. The new Transporter. And obviously, you know, for some of those vehicles, they're doing a deal with Ford to use the Transit platform. But holy bazookas, they look like great. Okay, I know they're going to have an engine inside. The plug-in hybrid stuff could be a bit bigger on the battery. And there'll be all electric versions of those as well. But this is not a 35 grand, you know, decontented Buzz to get loads of people who just want that vehicle in their driveway. It's a €50,000 vehicle. And that means that the monthly prices are also going to be pretty high. So, I don't know, I think VW have, in a way, painted themselves into a corner. They've almost got to go really high spec with that car. It's like an €80,000 vehicle. It's gorgeous and lovely, and it's, you know, they're trying to go a bit cheaper with it, but it's still expensive. So I don't know. Or maybe 50 grand's not a lot of money for a car these days. It seems it to me. Production of the Fiat 500e has been halted, and that stops has been extended because of low demand, says Stellantis. Initially set to resume on October 13th. Production will stay paused until November the 1st. From January to July, Fiat sold 75,000 units of the model, the 500 model, but that includes petrol and electric. The decline in 500e sales, along with the upcoming phase out of the older petrol model, means they're going to introduce the new Fiat 500 Ibrida, which is a mild, soft hybrid-y thing. Fiat CEO Olivier Francois saying that people aren't ready to go electric yet. He couldn't imagine what would happen. A shortage of raw materials through the pandemic. And society is turning their backs on sustainable solutions, is what he said. Okay. And that's interesting. Obviously, his brand, Fiat, is having issues selling cars. So he would be coming out and being like, well, nobody wants sustainable stuff. And, you know, especially, you know, young people can't afford it. And I get all that. It's a small city car, urban car, and I understand that. But I don't know. It's not what I see. But if I had a boss and I had to say to them why I wasn't selling enough of those cars that I spent a lot of money investing in, I'd probably be, hey, it's not my fault. It's society. It's culture. Nobody wants sustainable stuff anymore. I know, you look around, look at all the solar panels on the roof in my street. I think people probably do anyway. Electric boat racing. We'll finish us off on the podcast today. And the E1 World Championship, an electric boat racing league nearing the end of its first season, is already making plans for the next season in 2025. Qatar has been chosen as the first venue. This season has been hit by some choppy waters, with races postponed and cancelled. Sorry for the bad pun. This second season will kick off with races in Doha, Qatar, scheduled for February. The agreement was confirmed by the E1. It's the E1 series. Roddy Basso, I've spoken to him a few times, fascinating motorsport guy. And Alejandro Agag from Formula E fame and other things. On September 30th at the Corinthia Yacht Club, visiting the E1 series and Visit Qatar, the tourist body, aims to boost tourism in the area by promoting sustainable practices through electric motorsport. Perhaps one of the most prominent examples of sport washing, as it's called, is Qatar's hosting of the FIFA World Cup in 2022. Now, the country faced significant scrutiny over labour practices, human rights, their record there, and treatment of migrant workers. Hosting a major sporting event, not just the World Cup, but any of these things like electric racing, can bolster a country's global profile and influence. Even Saudi Arabia, they have high-profile boxing matches, Formula One races, and they have a stake in Newcastle United, the English Premier League club. Critics argue that while these investments advance sports in the region and improves infrastructure, which is a lasting benefit, they also serve to divert attention away from ongoing issues related to governance, freedom of expression, equality. Supporters, however, claim that such sporting initiatives can have the effect of leading to economic development, increased cultural exchange, and gradual societal changes. Oh, and finally, one more story. I've got time, haven't I? Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, has vetoed a bill which intended to require recycling of EV batteries, a response to the growing number of EVs on the roads. In his veto, he raised concerns that the mandate would have placed excessive demands on the Department of Toxic Substances and Control, which is underfunded and not primarily tasked with the oversight of recycling EV batteries. He said he recognises the bill's aims is a good idea, but it's not in its current form fit for purpose. State Senator Ben Allen introduced SB 615 with the goal of making California the third state to adopt battery recycling. That'd be behind New Jersey and Indiana, wouldn't it? And that's your podcast for today. Thanks for listening, as always. If you are a Patreon subscriber, thank you very much. I could not do this without you. Almost 200 paid up members of Patreon. I'd love to get to 250 by the end of this year. What a Christmas present that would be. Can we add 50 paid subs to Patreon by the end of the year? Can you spread the word? Can you send this podcast to somebody in the industry, a friend, a colleague, a member of family who might like to learn about EVs? I'd really appreciate you just hitting share on this or telling people about it. It'd be really kind. Thank you for that. Thanks a lot, as always, to everyone on Patreon. I could not do this without your help, and that includes everyone on our premium partners list who gets a daily mention. I would say normally businesses, but if you want to make that your business, you can always add your name to the list. It's Porsche of the Village, Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from Nevo.ie, and the Nevo EV Review Island YouTube channel, and Octopus Electroverse. Global public charging, made simple, with one app and one map. Have a good one, see you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.